This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Dive into the AP poll for college football in just a moment. I have a lot of things I did not like about this AP poll. But first, Manny, let's talk quarterback, shall we?
It's great for the NFL that you have great quarterback play.
Finding the right quarterback can change your franchise forever.
Can you throw it like a quarterback third and a lot?
32 teams, each with just one signal caller.
It's my quarterback.
Maggie and Perloff answer one big question about the quarterback.
Just realized I did not mention that Zach Gelb is in for Perloff today, so we get a little fresh perspective on these QBs. We're hitting one quarterback room every day leading up to kickoff of the NFL season, which will be the Eagles and the Cowboys. EJ, who are we tackling today?
All right, we're staying in Cleveland as we talk about the Cleveland
I'm
Browns.
A drop machine. That's what I realized.
So let's get to the Browns here. Is the Browns QB of the future in the building or in college?
The Browns quarterback of the future is not in the building.
Joe Flacco?
It ain't Joe Flacco. He's the current. No, he's not in the building. And, you know, I hate to say that the Browns punted on an entire season, Zach, but it feels like they did because they traded with the Jacksonville Jaguars first day of the draft, first 20 minutes of the draft, got an extra first-round pick for next year. And to be honest, if this whole Shedeur Sanders quarterback competition was going a little differently, and by that I mean Shedeur plays well in a preseason game, yet he doesn't move at all on the depth chart, even though the guys in front of him are currently dealing with hamstring injuries, I just don't know. I don't think Shedeur can win this job. By the time he actually gets into games this regular season, I think the season's over. Who knows how many injuries or how many guys have checked out at that point? Who knows if the coaching staff is all about to get fired? I think you're throwing him into a situation that's just not set up for success. I don't see how he could look good. He'd have to overcome so much. So to me, no, the Browns quarterback of the future is not on the roster right now.
If their quarterback of the future is on the roster, it is Shedeur. I'll be abundantly clear on that. But I don't think that Shedeur is going to be their franchise quarterback because the coach doesn't want him. The GM doesn't want him. The owner does want him, but then the owner also signed off on getting a future first round pick. And you had the Colin Coward stuff that was out there basically saying that the owner is already targeting Arch Manning and Nick Saban, even though Archie's saying that Arch isn't coming out next year. It does feel as if Cleveland were always talking about who is the next guy, who's the guy in the draft that they're going to go get. So I think I'd be nuts. I think you'd have to drug test me if I were to tell you right now at 7:03 a.m. Eastern time in the morning that the Browns quarterback is on the roster.
Well, the other part, too, is sometimes the Browns don't even know what they have. Like, you did have your quarterback of the future in the building. His name was Baker Mayfield. And you got so blinded by the possibility of Deshaun Watson, even though so many things were pointing to this is not going to work out. I mean, to be honest, like, I don't even think this is a hindsight thing. I mean, you have 21 people at the time were accusing him of all this, you know, all this stuff. I just think you threw out the baby with the bathwater.
Well, you thought you were getting a great quarterback. Like, Baker, who has got better, and Baker, who was a good quarterback, they thought Deshaun was a great quarterback. And when Deshaun was in Houston, he was a top seven quarterback in the league. I know it was last year there. The team was dreadful, but his stats were great. And we've seen that before in this league. You could have the most heinous things accused of you. And if you could be great, especially at that position, we're not talking about a kicker here. We're talking about a quarterback. If you're a great quarterback, they'll give you an ample amount of chances, even if you don't deserve them. And it kind of played out where Deshaun's body is now breaking down right in front of us. And that's why this thing ended up blowing up in their face. I actually got the move at the time, even though Deshaun, the person that we all thought we knew when he was at Clemson early stages of with the Texans, was the farthest thing from what we thought.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I would have said, just interviewing Deshaun a few times, like, he seemed like the person you'd wish that you
honestly
could be friends with, or that your daughter would date or whatever. And it turns out, you know, we just don't know these guys.
You would think such a safe prospect.
Yeah, but and remember when Dabo Sweeney called him the Michael Jordan of the NFL? But there were actually some other things there, right? Like, he had dealt with injuries, no doubt. And also, you know, he basically just said no thank you to the team, you know, to the Houston Texans. And I know he didn't like the owner and all of that, but he was, like, prepared to not play. There were just some other things going on with Deshaun. I thought that, you know, it's not so shocking that this is where we got to.
Well, it was also crazy how Deshaun, he used to be a sympathetic figure because he had to deal with the tyrant that was Bill O'Brien. And the minute they traded DeAndre Hopkins, that's when you knew that he was going to force himself out of Houston. Yep. And you're right, he was sitting out, and then all this stuff came out. And then it was, okay, now everyone turned on Deshaun, and deservedly so.
So we're asking, is the Browns quarterback of the future in the building?
Wait until he gets back healthy, too.
Well, he's out there.
I know. I saw him running around the other day. That's going to become another storyline. I don't think he plays a game this year for the Browns. I think they're done with him.
Well, the Browns already basically said, like, we made a mistake. So I don't think that he's going to be suiting up for them. He's one of six quarterbacks on the roster right now. And you know what they say about having six quarterbacks?
You don't have one.
Well, they never say anything.
Yeah, wasn't that you? Initially, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one?
You have six, you really are really
you have six,
sunk.
You have minus three.
If you have six, you're screwed.
It's a real math problem, really. But, I mean, will Deshaun get another chance somewhere? I mean, other guys coming off Achilles have definitely gotten chances, but it's not going to be someone handing him the starting position.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I usually would say so, and it's because at least when all these allegations were going on, right, people viewed him as a great quarterback. I think now I view Deshaun Watson in terms of quarterback play as a bum.
Yeah, well, just broken. I mean, just the shoulder. It's a shoulder, Achilles, all these things that you really don't want associated with a quarterback position. But, EJ, do you think the quarterback of the future for the Browns is in the building?
No, only because they're incapable of actually developing one of these guys to be the guy. Yeah. Like, I've been the person saying Kenny Pickett should be QB1. Like, you should give him an opportunity. You traded for the guy. The guy was a former first round pick. See what you got in him. And then if he doesn't work, then you try the rookies. And you got two rookies who Shedeur Sanders put up a bunch of stats in Colorado. Dylan Gabriel put up a bunch of stats at Oregon. I keep thinking about Zach calling him a little fella yesterday. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
So I kept thinking little guy.
It seem like he's Darren Sproles or something.
But you got two guys who I think in theory could be good for them, but I don't have any confidence that they're able to develop those guys. So they're not in the building. I said in college, the guy might be in high school or in junior high school or in elementary school. Like, the guy for them might be years and years and years away because this current administration has shown no ability to develop
Patrick
QBs.
Mahomes' son will eventually be the franchise quarterback.
Yeah, like gold, silver, and bronze, the kids' names. But here's the thing.
Wait, what?
Mahomes' kids' names. Isn't it bronze and silver and sterling and it's all
really?
Metals?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
But here's the other thing then. If you can't develop a quarterback when you are taking, you had Baker Mayfield, the number one pick in the draft, you picked in a draft 2018 where you're going to have at least two guys going to the Hall of Fame and probably more potentially when this all said and done. And then you get to Deshaun Watson, okay, who at the time, top 10 quarterback, but ends up getting hurt. And now you've got this whatever's going on. How can you say Kevin Stefanski is a great head coach? I mean, how many offensive-minded head coaches who need quarterbacks get the number one overall pick and blow that up, or then get the hottest guy on the market and blow that up? Like, that doesn't that come back on the coach at all?
A little bit, but you know, Kevin Stefanski reminds me of that kind. And I actually really like Kevin Stefanski. I actually do think he's a very good coach. But he reminds me of the kind of guy that needs a particular veteran type to run his offense. Because when it was Baker Mayfield, that was okay for a while, but Baker had some injuries, immaturity, and then he couldn't deal with him anymore. And then he had Deshaun Watson, who the styles never meshed, and then he got hurt. But when he had Joe Flacco, an older guy who understood the game, who was a little more advanced in terms of just his knowledge of the game, the offense, while there were turnovers, was explosive. And then we saw when he had Case Minnesota before? Case Keenum, right? Yep. Case Keenum ran the offense, you know, just swimmingly, right? Took them to the NFC title game. So he's one of those guys where he may not be great to develop a QB, but if he finds a way to get another veteran who fits his system, maybe that's going to be his best
fit. It was never a coincidence that Kirk Cousins was at that Chipotle in Cleveland.
Right.
Like, that was, that just, there's
he
no way.
He wanted to go there. Yes. That's obvious, but
you meant you want to go to Chipotle. I'm like, well, there's got to be one million Chipotle.
Have you tasted that honey Chipotle chicken? It is glorious.
There was a commercial that was playing for it on my way in, and I was like, maybe
it lives up to the hype.
Really,
it's really good.
I'm that's a little not even an ad. EJ, they don't even advertise on this show. That's just free.
I'm a little annoyed at EJ though.
Why?
You know, I'm gonna sound like a sports talk radio caller now. He stole my thunder because I'm sitting in Perloff's chair and I was going to bring up Case Keenum because there's a Case Keenum quota on the show.
Yep.
But yes, Stefanski was the OC there when they got to the NFC Championship game and got stomped by the Eagles.
Chipotle.
It's so funny. Yeah. It's funny because you wouldn't think that Perloff and Case Keenum, like, on the outside, you wouldn't think that maybe they'd be really good friends. But I've seen them together now, like, at a social function. And, like, they get along swimmingly. And Perloff wrote his book. But,
bro,
you know, they...
what are you doing
here?
Wait,
Perloff wrote his book?
Oh, yeah. They're friends. I'm telling you. Perloff's, you know, he knows their whole family.
He knows all the bum quarterbacks.
No.
Case not a bum.
Case is going to end up being a Super Bowl winning head coach probably at some point. And Perloff's going to probably write that book too.
He's a player.
All the quarterbacks that are not great quarterbacks, Perloff, and this is a compliment. I know it doesn't sound that way. He's like best friends with them. Everyone, you know, the main guys have guys. Even the non-main guys, they still need a guy. Perloff just happens to be their guy.
Perloff's got an infatuation with quarterbacks from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
There you go.
And like his knowledge of like the high school scene and everything is like almost...
It's encyclopedia.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yes, this is West Texas. This is where you really get the guys who can move and throw the ball.
He knows all the rivalries of the different high schools and stuff.
You know when I realized it? I had Cam Ward on when he was at Washington State.
Yeah.
And I brought him up. I go, what a story this is. He goes, yeah, incarnate Ward, zero-star recruit. And right away, Perloff, boom.
He's the one who sold me on Cam Ward for the Canes. Because I was like, he didn't win a lot at Washington State. He's like, no, trust me, this guy's going to be great for you. And I'm like, okay.
Maybe the Browns should hire Perloff to be in the scouting department.
Listen, if it's Texas quarterbacks, he's got it on lock.
Back.
Ramon's in Indianapolis. Ramon, you want to weigh in on what's going on with the Browns?
Well, you guys, I tell you, y'all are the greatest. Maggie, you set that up good. I do have a problem with these coaches getting way out. It is on Stefanski. These coaches are getting paid big money. I'm a walk-on college baseball player. My cousin played pro football, walked on at Alabama. The old Shula, Mike Shula gave him a chance. Mm. Then the rest was history. If these coaches are supposed to be who they are, then we shouldn't have a problem. My problem with this whole Shadur thing is we know politics exists in sports. I saw it when I played. It's politics. It's got a lot of politics. But they always want to holler about it's a meritocracy.
Yep.
Sports is the ultimate meritocracy. Then if that's the case, then who's earning the job? Who's earned the job? Flacco is going to get killed at murderer's row first six games. He's going to be 1-5, 0-6 at the most. When you get a chance, list their first six games. I looked at it yesterday. It's murderer's row. Okay, so he's going to either get beat up, throw 20 interceptions, and going to get replaced. So I don't know why you don't go ahead and develop and grow like you're supposed to. And then let me tell you what upset me even more, Maggie.
Yeah.
I'm in Chicago over the weekend listening to AM1000. I think that's the ESPN affiliate up there. They're killing Caleb Williams, their own Bear people. Man, I'm from that area. I know they're rough, but God, dog. They were killing Caleb. If he doesn't pick up the hitch on him. No, it's not. Brad Johnson was hired. He's the coach. He's supposed to make it happen.
Yeah.
I don't know why these coaches get a pass. Let's stop giving them a pass. They're getting paid big bucks. They're supposed to be a geniuses. Look at this one we got here right now, and look what we have here in Indianapolis.
Yeah, thanks. Shane Steichen. Ramon, yeah, solid call as always. Enjoy your day. Yeah, I feel like Caleb Williams is definitely taking a lot of heat, but quickly, the Browns schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Home Cincinnati with the new look Bengals coming out of the gates hot.
Best time to get Cincinnati, honestly.
Well, we'll see. Home Cincinnati at Baltimore, home Green Bay, at Detroit, in Europe to play the Minnesota Vikings, at Pittsburgh, home Miami, at New England, then the bye.
Miami, Shedeur Sanders will be starting.
I think it's probably going to be the bye week, but yeah, you can convince me, Miami.
And also, just to push back on Ramon for a second, and it was a good call. I feel as if the coaches are the one that usually get the blame. The organization's usually stuck, and we got to side between the coach or the quarterback if both aren't performing well. Usually the coach goes first, and then the quarterback. I think the criticism of Caleb Williams is totally fair.
Mm.
After the first season, he wasn't horrible, but he was outshined by Jaden Daniels, and we blamed the coach in Matt Eberflus, and now we paired him up with the new coach.
And Eberflus deserved it. He was a disaster out there.
He was Eberflus. He was terrible. Yeah. He was brutal. But in terms of Caleb Williams, now the pressure is all on him.
Mm.
And then after 1 year, if Ben Johnson doesn't make him look great, then we shift our attention to Ben Johnson. On here with Shedeur Sanders, I think the conversation's too premature to go after Stefanski for not being able to develop him, because Shedeur looked good in the first preseason game. So, and if you're trying to put him in the best position to succeed, and I'm a Shedeur guy, if right. it was up to me, I'd play Shedeur week one. But from a prudent kind of thought process, the first six games, doesn't it make sense if you're protecting the young quarterback to throw Joe Flacco out there?
Yeah, it's not about, I don't think anyone believes that Shedeur would start week one. I don't even think it's about that. It's about the depth chart comes out after that preseason week one where he played well and two guys in front of him have hamstring injuries and he doesn't budge. Now, maybe he narrowed the gap a little bit. Maybe we're talking about degrees here, but it just feels like no matter what you do or what he does in the preseason is not going to have any bearing on this quarterback competition, which they said was an open competition. So, you know, listen, we don't see behind the scenes and we're not there for every snap at a joint practice. But, you know, it's like what message do you send when a guy does perform and gets nothing for it?
Yeah, that's why the only way I could justify it is what I go back to earlier. I think they're trying to send him a message. All right, you did everything that was asked of you. Right? We weren't even giving you the reps, and look at the way that you perform. You exceeded our expectations. There's all this stuff about Shedeur and, you know, being brash and being arrogant, which I want in a quarterback. Let me be clear. I think that they're trying to see how he reacts to this, and I'm fascinated if he keeps on playing well and passing these tests, then what's the true reflection at the end of this competition? Because at the end of this competition, bare minimum, if he's not quarterback two, then either he didn't play well, which I don't think is going to be the case, or this was, like we're talking about, one big giant farce.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. That's our question. Is the Browns quarterback of the future on the roster right now? EJ said they might be in elementary school. Let's just not forget that was said.
They may be bouncing around somewhere, if you know what I'm saying.
Coming up, what does it mean to be a blue blood in college football? Tackle that next. It's Maggie and Perloff Show. Zach Gelb's in for Pearl.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best.
We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff Show. Zach Gelb in for Perloff today. We got AP poll to react to and one team that got royally screwed. Not just a little. And actually, I can make the case that two teams got royally screwed in this top 25. What? How do these voters not like, you can't even do the paper poll? That's what I don't understand. The paper poll. We haven't even played a game yet. This should be the easiest one. Anyway, we're talking about Shador Sanders and whether or not he's the quarterback of the future for the Browns. Ed is in Pittsburgh. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Ed, you're in Pittsburgh, California?
Oh, yeah. It's the Bay Area, about 40 miles outside of Oakland.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I've been dealing with this Shador Sanders. I'm going to call it a letdown because if you just go back to the draft, he was totally screwed. I don't know if it's had anything to do with his dad being prime time in the limelight, yeah. But it has fallen onto the son, who is completely talented. He may not have the speed of like a Lamar Jackson. He may not have a cannon of an arm like a McNair may have had, but the kid is precise. He tried to do everything to his best performance in the game. But what gets me really is like how these organizations is stating that he was arrogant and unprepared. No disrespect to any of the listeners out there, but when you get an African American kid that has been brought up, and I won't necessarily say that he was spoiled, but he's been groomed through different atmospheres of how to relate to different individuals. My assumption is these organizations that claim that he interviewed badly is because some questions that he asked, he was able to answer them, and they expected the expectation was to be something would be a far less. So I strongly feel that that's a lot of the things that he is trying to overcome from the finger point. And now for the Browns, after his performance on this past weekend, to keep him fourth on the depth chart when you got two quarterbacks that's injured, and then you got one that's nearly 50 years old, jokingly speaking. But to have him a fourth-string quarterback after this one game, I mean, it's just an embarrassment, and it is – I think that there's a fire that's going to get started between the general manager and the owner who did and did not want Sanders, because he's outperforming right now, just looking. Nothing away from
him. You're right. At some point, the owner's going to step in to fill seats, I think, because – and thank you for the phone call. I think that the heat is with Shador, to use a wrestling term, and, you know, we've kind of been there, done that with Joe Flacco, even though Flacco – should win the job because of his, you know, seniority. He is going to have the most skill. Obviously, he's 18 years in the NFL. As far as the Shador, like the pre-draft stuff, it's funny, Zach, about how sometimes having famous fathers or famous, you know, parents can really help you in certain situations. There's a reason for the term Nepo baby. Sometimes it really helps you, and other times it really hurts you. And I think in Shador's case, it did hurt him. Now, I'm not saying that everyone passed on him because of Deion, but there was this sort of boogeyman aspect to Deion that people thought if you draft Shador, all of a sudden Deion is in your building. Like, all of a sudden, clear out your office. here comes Deion. Little did we know, he was fighting bladder cancer at the time. You know, his health, and certainly, and that's in remission, thankfully, but his health, I don't think, is going to make him out to be the coach in waiting who's just, like, ready to pounce if Kevin Stefanski gets fired.
I think the perception about the Sanders is completely just off in just terms of what happened at Colorado. And I think the best argument you have on why Shador should have been picked earlier was they had the Heisman Trophy winner on their team, and the Heisman Trophy winner was their best player, but he wasn't their most valuable player. And Ryan Konigsberg, who covers Colorado, does a great job. He made that point to me. He goes, Shador is the most valuable player on the Colorado football team, and he did more with less, and Travis even had some injuries. But I was sitting there during the draft, and I was flabbergasted like most people. Like, sure. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, first round, second round, third round, fourth round. So I texted someone that is associated with someone and knows him very well in the interview process.
Okay.
And I asked them, can you have this make sense to me? And that person responded back, I know he was a terrible interview and he came off as entitled.
Okay.
Now, I hear that and I still say to myself, he shouldn't have fell to the fifth round. So does the coach prime stuff then factor into that and you have the avalanche of how it gets to that point? Absolutely. But it's still crazy to me that we're sitting here talking about Shador Sanders. And I know it's one lousy preseason game, but what he did, that these NFL teams, who most of them can't pick a quarterback if their life was on it, still passed on this guy when they got incredible value in the third or the fourth round. That's the part to me that I don't care how bad of an interview he was, how entitled he was, I can't wrap my head around how he went to the fourth round.
Well, and people will say, if you have a strong culture and if you have a strong program and if you feel solid about what you're doing on your football team, then can't you get it through to someone to fall in line, right? Can you get through to somebody, hey, this is what leadership looks like on our in our program. Mm-hmm. This is what leadership looks like to the, name your team, Pittsburgh Steelers, New Orleans Saints, anyone who needed a quarterback. Maybe it's the Cleveland Browns now. And I don't think there were a lot of teams that felt like they wanted to bring that bring him into the building because they probably felt like the moment things go wrong or something like that, then Deion's going to have a microphone and he's going to call him out.
But how do you identify those red flags, right, on Shador Sanders? And I say that in air quotes. But
yeah.
Then a guy like Jamarcus Russell, who was incredible in college, clearly never wanted to put in the work. And what, because he won a national championship and he was great? He goes the number one overall pick and he hoodwinked you there? Like, how did those geniuses that are able to say Shador's a terrible interview and he's entitled, how did they get fooled by Jamarcus Russell?
Well, I think Al Davis was always looking for a different kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, 888-710-4ISN, like a je ne sais quoi. Not that Al Davis doesn't know football. He certainly did. May he rest in peace. But
Darius Hayward Bay.
He was always looking for, like, I don't know, yeah, like...
the shiny car.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something like
that. And then you further get to the shiny car and you go, oh, there's the windshield's cracked.
It's a lemon.
The check engine light is on and, and the two front tires are out.
Like, it's not a car.
Yeah.
It's a refrigerator.
Good luck. Okay, we will get to the AP poll in just a moment, but first, Andrew Bogish is with us. He's got headlines. Hi.
And guys, before they maybe flirt with Micah Parsons and take Aaron Donald out of storage, the Rams need clarity at quarterback. Matthew Stafford was supposed to return to practice yesterday, but did not. His back not feeling perfect when he woke up after throwing a bit on Saturday. Here's Sean McVay.
We all know there's nobody that's tougher than this guy, and so we are going to still be safe, but I think more than anything, it's like, you know, he wants to be out there more than anybody. You know, his teammates can't wait for him to be out there. But I'm going to defer to, you know, Reggie and Dr. Watkins and then listening to Matthew's feedback because we just felt like, you know, it wasn't in alignment with how he was feeling to, you know, to progress accordingly.
McVay said again yesterday, surgery has not been discussed as a way to address the aggravated disc in Stafford's back.
Good pronunciation.
Thank you. I thought for a while this might have just been veteran guy, like, I'm going to stay home for a while, see you in a couple weeks. But clearly this is an actual injury thing that is going to affect them this year.
Well, and back surgery means your career's over. I mean, at this point, 30, what is he, 36, 37?
36,
yeah, you're not, I mean, coming back from back surgery. But
definitely.
One thing is, did you guys notice, and obviously we're not football players here, but we've been around a lot of them, and we make this our life's work. So he gets the epidural. And then the first practice that he suits up for, he throws 60 passes.
Not smart.
That felt like a lot.
Yeah, it almost felt like a overcompensation to be like, oh, trust me, guys, like, I got this. Like, we're ready to go. And then, you know, that happens when you get older. Then you wake up, you feel good that day. It's the yeah. next day where you're like, yeah. oh, I can't move.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Like, you know, as the person on the show who has had an epidural, you don't
why
feel
did you have an
anything.
Epidural?
You don't feel anything. So all I can right. understand why you're like, oh, this is amazing. Oh,
yeah, know. But a sprained ankle is worse pain.
Sure.
The epidural, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then giving birth, yeah. definitely. Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, Manny. Eagles guard Landon Dickerson expected
it's
to
a
win.
High ankle sprain. Send a linger. I might know what you're talking about there.
You remember from Full House ever when they had Jesse walk around and pretend like he was pregnant? We should have Manny do that. Like, get one of those straps on him and just walk around with that extra weight for about 8 months. See how
like,
he does.
Like Charles Barkley said, can't be any worse than playing basketball on a sprained ankle.
I thought you were going to make a San Antonio joke there yeah. for a second.
I'm going to Barkley for sympathy.
Landon Dickerson expected to undergo a minor procedure on his right meniscus after getting hurt in practice Sunday night. Being back for opening night, still a very good possibility. And Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan said yesterday they're targeting week 6 for Brandon Ayuk's return from his torn ACL, but obviously a lot needs to go right between now and then.
And Victoria, definitely a secret.
The Indiana Fever are falling apart. Caitlin Clark's right groin injury is not new. What is new? Season-ending injuries to Ari McDonald and Sidney Colson. The team did a special permission to add veteran guard Odyssey Sims over the weekend. Clark is at least back to running. Her injury is getting better, but still no practice yet, says head coach Stephanie White.
She's been able to get a little bit more in her full court running, you know, with her all her body weight. It's really building up from doing minimal to then building some endurance to do longer periods of time. She's been able to do a little bit more on the court in terms of how she moves, but not into practice yet.
Tonight will be the 20th game Clark misses with 3 different muscle injuries this season.
I mean, the season's almost over.
Yeah, I think they only have like 15, 16 games left.
Yeah, right. There's 44 games in a WNBA season.
So even less than that, because tonight's game 33, I believe.
Man, this is the whole sophomore season for Caitlin feels like it's just been one big wash.
This certainly feels like they're different injuries, but also connected, like anatomically. This something was mismanaged here. Whether she pushed too hard, they got a bad initial diagnosis, yeah. or they rushed her back out one of these times. Like, it probably shouldn't have been like this.
How many games left, you said, around?
So this is tonight missing the 20th game, and it's game 33 for them.
Time to sell your stock on those sex toys if you purchase them. By the way.
Meanwhile, I mean, what an all-time just like loser move. That yeah. these guys were selling crypto. And first of all, to do it, like, maybe the first time it was funny, everyone sort of had a joke with it, and then it's like these, you know, green sex toys that kept getting thrown onto the court. Meanwhile, they're getting closer and closer to the players, so bad job with your
aim.
That's
a typical Sunday, by the way, in Buffalo.
Well, I know that, but usually only when Tom Brady's in town. But then the Bills.
I have a video of a ref kicking one of those things at a Pat Bills game that I went to.
I'm not ordering a blow-up, though. But honestly, also, and I, you guys know, I grew up rooting for the Bills. You don't follow Bill's Mafia like down they're not
down
the litmus test.
Right.
You know, like this is not, it's like basically like, you know, judging someone when they're pledging a fraternity. Like this is not your best foot forward.
My first experience at a Buffalo Bills game, sitting in the upper deck, 50-yard line. The Bills are getting blown out by the Patriots. They finally score a touchdown.
Were you wearing Pat stuff?
Yes. Got a lot of Brady's a lady. Yeah. That was, I heard that. But the 70-year-old woman after the Bills score a touchdown, where they're down 30 points.
Yeah.
Flashes the crowd. She was 70.
Go Bills.
I couldn't believe it.
If you got it, flaunt it.
Go Bills.
What's your aunt's name, Maggie?
Listen, when you're 70 beers in, what does it matter?
You're a married man. Calm down.
By the way, nothing more predictable our way that this whole scheme came up by losers who are into crypto.
Into crypto. It's such a loser move.
And deep thinking crypto too, not just crypto. Like, we're gonna change we need to refresh. The industry needs a rebrand. We're gonna do this.
No, it's like we gotta make America funny again, and we're gonna also sell you some crypto. It's like, first of all, you're not that funny. Yeah, I have no sympathy for men.
When would the walking bets occur then from those crypto people, if you have any?
Yeah.
You know, like, when are you gonna start walking around just giving out picks?
It's just like, it was just such a, like bottom falling out, and it's like, and we've got a crypto coin that's like a green sex toy.
This is why some people still need to be stuffed in lockers.
Yep.
I don't want to say I'm pro. I want to say I'm pro.
All right, BT.
Manny, what are you doing during the break? I'll pick you up.
No, but these guys clearly weren't.
What did I do? I'm not the one throwing.
You're just the first person I looked at.
I'm saying, like, these guys clearly weren't stuffed enough locker rooms in high school, and they think, oh, this is going to be funny. What if we do this? If they did this to like a football player or a basketball player in high school, they would have got stuffed enough. Locker and they would never did it again.
Cap would probably be down for the social media bit if we just stuffed employees into the lockers and gave them swirlies. We could bring that back.
Bring back bullying.
Pro-bullying kind of show.
Yeah. Who gives a bleep about your feelings?
So one other thing that's happening, and not to step on your update, folks, I'm sure you were getting to this, but clearly the internet's a buzz.
Oh, right.
Because the next episode of the Kelce Brothers podcast is going to feature Taylor Swift. Taylor's doing a podcast for the first time.
You jabroni!
Going on the pod with her boyfriend and
her
boyfriend's brother.
How did bullying get you to this, by the way?
Yeah, I was lost.
No, the crypto.
I'll sit back and listen.
I thought I was in earth science class again.
No. This is what the crypto is what got me to this. So Taylor's doing her first ever podcast with Kelce. It's going to break all types of records. The Trump on Rogan is going to be old news because this is going to just shatter the record books.
My ratings were the largest.
Yeah, sure. But I hope they're not trying to sell us something. I'm getting to. Right, her album, but she also is a musician, so that's like not so far off the beaten path. I was thinking about this when the sex toy thing happens and it turns out it's some stupid scam for pump and dump scheme to sell you guys crypto. Don't fall for it. This is not the Hawk 2 2.0. But I'm like, please, Taylor and Travis, I hope they're not trying to like, hey, and by the way, we're partnering up with a lifestyle brand to bring you all of our latest moisturizers and picks and sweatshirts and whatever. I just don't want to be sold something outside the music. The music I get. She's a musician. That makes sense. It's like Kelce saying, tune in week one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sell me anything. I don't want this to launch anything.
Are you going to listen to the whole thing, though?
Yeah.
Close or no close?
Shower, no shower.
Take it easy.
Beer or no beer.
Depends how insufferable they are. I might need a couple beers.
So I think I'm just going to consume this by the short clips on social media. And I think even if she's trying to sell people something or he's trying to sell people something, most of the stuff is going to be about their love and the way that she looks at him and he looks at her. That's what I think this is really going to be.
And Jason's going to be there?
How long has this relationship been happening now? 2 years? Is it almost three?
Yeah.
And you still hate it with all every fiber of your body.
I just don't want to be sold something.
They're getting married.
That's fine. But
and she won't believe that either.
Hmm. I don't think this is the engagement announcement, though. I think that's coming with
album.
A photo.
Swifties, yeah, her name is Maggie Gray, by the way. Just want to make that clear.
I've been out there with this. I think that they're definitely going to get married. My eyebrows raised on all celebrity couples. Like, you got to put in 30, 40 years. I need you to be like a Kira Sedgwick, Kevin Bacon type of relationship before I actually believe it's real. But I just don't, again, I just, Taylor Swift's going to be on the Kelce podcast. I just don't want it to be a misdirection where all of a sudden I'm getting sold some kind of scented candle.
Right, but we know she's going on to announce the album. The clip is them being all cute and flirty.
Yeah.
And your cynical heart and brain take you don't sell me perfume.
Well,
like, we know it's coming. You're fabricating a reason to be mad at them. Why don't you let them be happy?
If you can't believe that the guys who are throwing the green sex toys onto the WNBA courts had altruistic intentions, then what can we even believe?
Well, I think that you're being disrespectful in comparing these two to that dope.
I agree with that.
We're all selling something, guys.
I would actually like to see a podcast of Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson.
That's a new relationship.
Yeah, but that's an interesting relationship.
Why?
I wasn't expecting the older demographic to be getting into this relationship business like that.
Why not? They're both people.
You haven't watched some Golden Bachelor and Golden Bachelorette? This is the thing.
That show, by the way, horrible. I was forced to watch one episode. Oh my God.
I see myself out.
You're an ageist.
Who watches that stuff?
EJ.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, the Goldens.
Gotta check your browsing history.
Not crazy about the Goldens. I love the regular Bachelor, Bachelorette. But Goldens, I mean, you want to see young, old people found love. That's
I don't need to see old people rolling
they're
around.
Not,
I don't need to
old.
See it.
They're like in their 60s. That's nothing.
Is that also consuming nude?
Not me, but others maybe.
We're talking about understand how much play-by-play is consumed in the news.
Put it this way: if you have a life, if you could be in an a life alert commercial,
college thesis at GW.
If you could be in a life alert commercial, I don't need to see you on a reality TV show. By the way, EJ. That's
no, my bigger issue is that they keep casting bums. The last two Golden Bachelors were complete bums. Yeah. So bad that they couldn't even do the second season. They had just wait and get another guy.
Yeah, he had like a girlfriend or something, right? He was a fraud.
Yeah, and the first guy was like nothing he said he was. It's a joke. They got to figure that part out.
It's a bunch of George O'Leary's.
That's a pull.
Wow. Oh my God.
Man, he's confused.
College football. That's where I was trying to turn our attention to.
what a transition right there.
Well, I'm a pro.
Man, are you aware of George O'Leary?
Never heard of that guy in my life.
Oh,
my
no way. God. All right. 888
go to that Wikipedia page, baby.
This was a time.
Keep your pants on for this one, by the way.
This was a time down. In the world, Manny. We just have to say bring bullying back. It was a time in the world where you could lie on your resume. And nobody would figure it out until they did.
How do you think Bogich got this job?
I was going to say you.
Fair.
Playing in the resume. George O'Leary was the head coach of Notre Dame until he was not.
Yeah.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, transition, college football. Got some news yesterday about a new QB1 in the SEC. So get you to that. And also the AP Top 25, what they got so wrong. Maggie Perloff Show, Zach Gelb.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In for Pearl. Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff Show. Zach Gelb in for Perloff. Was on vacation for another couple days. Let's get to the AP Top 25. Coaches poll came out last week. Had some issues with that. Then here comes the AP poll, Zach, and I've got way more issues with that. So you got 10 SEC schools, 6 Big Ten. The only group of five that they added was Boise, who clocks in at 25. Here's my biggest issue. I still think Clemson, weirdly, is underseeded at 4.
Fair.
They were 6 in the coaches' poll. Thought they could actually be higher. But the other part, it's actually about two teams that did not make it into the top 25, is my biggest gripe. USC is not a top 25 college football program
no.
this year. And neither is Baylor.
Baylor, I agree. USC, absolutely not. Stinking Lincoln, Lincoln Riley, is that he is so overrated.
Yeah, but no,
they're
it's
at best going to be 8 wins.
Okay, and James Franklin's not over. Like, here's the thing: it's not just about the coach, though.
But they'll at least win 10 games, Penn State.
Maybe, you're probably right. But like Lincoln Riley, fourth season, there's a lot of pressure. I totally understand that. But the defense has always been the biggest issue, and the defense has gotten better every year that he's been there. It was terrible. It was awful. Don't get me wrong. But they have gotten much bigger on the defense, as far as everyone will tell you. They have, listen, if Lincoln Riley wanted the best quarterback in the class outside of Arch Manning, I think he makes a case, right? For him to stay with Jaden Maiava, there's an extra A in there always that I get wrong. But for him to stick with him after what we saw after Miller Moss was benched last year, I think that says something. Like, Lincoln Riley is, to me, as close we have as a quarterback kingmaker than anybody. I put him over Sark. And so, listen, do they need to be better on the road? Yes. Do they have some tough road games at Oregon, at Notre Dame, at Illinois, at Nebraska? Those are going to be tough games. They lost a lot of close games last year, though, where I think if there's a comeback to the mean on those, they're going to be in a better spot. And Baylor, if you like Clemson and if you like Penn State and you like all these returning guys, then you got to like Baylor, who Sawyer Robertson as their quarterback was probably one of the best in the country, top 15 for sure by the end of last year.
Baylor, I absolutely agree. I was shocked that they weren't in the top 25. USC, I can't get there. And did USC, I'm looking at the others receiving votes. I don't even know if they got a vote.
64. Votes in the all
Southern
votes.
California boom right there. Okay, I just saw I read that as Cal.
It was BYU, Utah, Baylor, Louisville, who are not ranked, and then USC. Those are kind of top five.
And I think really those votes are based off of two things: Lincoln Riley and just the brand recognition of USC. I personally do not view that team as a top 25 team in the country, and I think Louisville should be in there before them. Baylor, BYU, Georgia Tech. I would even go Nebraska, and I like Summerall at Tulane, maybe even him as well. The Lincoln Riley appeal and aura, and I said this when he was at Oklahoma. I always thought he was a good coach.
Yeah.
People talked about him as if he invented football and he was the greatest coach ever. All those Heisman Trophy winners, all those Big 12 championship victories, and the guy never won one college football playoff game. If the great Lincoln Riley was so great, he would have won one college football playoff game, then goes to USC, has Caleb Williams. Sure, Williams gets hurt. They probably would have won the Pac-12 that year up against Utah, but they didn't. And then the next year, has the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, and they didn't even come close to sniffing a playoff appearance.
Well, because the defense was so bad. But again, they are addressing that.
But that's because he trusted Grinch, who was that was stupid to do so at the
time. Did you have any big gripes with the AP top 25?
Nothing major. I will say LSU and Miami, I'm just fascinated by how we're talking about them at the end of the year.
Nussmeier, 9 and 10. LSU 9, Miami 10.
Nussmeier, we'll see what happens with the injury. Brian Kelly, he leaves Notre Dame to try to win a national championship, and Notre Dame has just got better. And Miami, this is a huge year for Mario Cristobal and then Carson Beck. Carson Beck was the belle of the ball last year. You know, Georgia didn't want any part of him anymore. He lost to Cavender. And he lost his job, and now he's going to Miami, and he was supposed to be the first overall pick of the draft. And Mario Cristobal is a good coach, but this is his school, and you got to bring the U back. LSU and Miami, if they don't make the college football playoff in a 12-team format, I look at both those coaches, and I start to think about moving on and when you got to bring the next guy in.
Chris is in Birmingham, Alabama. Chris, good morning. What's your biggest issue with the top 25?
No, I mean, other than Illinois being ranked higher than it should. It's crazy, but the AP poll plays out. It usually goes annually, despite what Kurt Sinani and Ryan Day feel the need to display their passive, aggressive, insecure, inferior conference egos to a point to get up back and call it the back and forth Mitch Fest in the media days. When in retrospect, it's only one sided because what conference has the most ranked teams? Yet again, annually, here we are. It's the SEC.
Right.
To even nail in the coffin more when EJ and Maggie says they stand up for the little guy. The point being, this further proves there is indeed a little guy. And yet we still let them ramble off.
Yeah, but Chris, of course, the SEC got 10 teams in.
Yeah. The SEC
that's about right.
The SEC and the Big Ten, the two best conferences in college football. They could have their bitch fest all they want.
Yeah.
The SEC needs to realize the Big Ten right now is on par with them, and they won the last two national championships, and now it's up to the SEC to take it back. But yeah, going in to this season, I do think the deepest conference in college football is the SEC, so I don't have a gripe that they got 10 teams.
No, I don't either. And to be honest, Illinois is ranked 12th.
That's fair.
Chris has a big issue with that. Well, they've got a lot of returning starters, and I don't think it's so that they're so crazy overseeded here.
Yeah,
I mean,
the teams behind them for SEC, I mean, South Carolina, Florida, OU, Tennessee, Ole Miss. I mean, is there a team out there that's offensive for Illinois to be ahead of?
I think South Carolina might be overseeded.
I think they are, too.
Honestly, I think Illinois and South Carolina, the same spot. Returning quarterback that are really damn good, coaches that we really like, and both those teams have to make the college football playoff, and they put them in front of South Carolina. I think it's fair for Illinois.
I mean, look at also the SEC. They get Florida as 15, where Baylor is basically the same kind of thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.